You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of Danny Ruye.
Here we go. Now, rest assured, we're just going to digest news that's already happened. Oh, thanks, audience. Thank you. There's going to be no news today. It's because I'm here. I got to go get surgery on my face, my sinuses. Sam Howell gets traded. I lose my voice. Bryce Harper signs in Philly. This has been the pattern. I'm back. We'll just sit back and digest what's already happened, GP. That's what we're going to do.
Since you've been gone.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson style. Sam Howell's been traded.
Uh-huh.
The Commanders have continued adding in free agency. You were sick at the beginning of free agency when they signed the first 10 players last
right.
year.
Unreal.
They're up to 19 free agents. I think you were here for like two of those. JoJo has been named the opening day starter. Our guy Josiah Gray for the Nationals. And the Capitals are on a heater.
A little something's cooking there.
You didn't miss a thing, my friend.
Well, I mean, on the Caps front, by the way, sorry about those two OV power play goals last night. About a minute of real time apart. Sorry about it.
You should be.
I'm getting a little bit of, you know, major league vibes. You know, like Rachel Phelps were taking off little pieces. I'm getting a little bit of Moneyball vibes post Jeremy Giambi trade. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Nobody's saying anything. No one's saying anything. All I'm noticing is a fun trend where the Capitals score more goals than their opponents a decent amount all of a sudden. All of a sudden.
We'll get into the Caps in a second. In fact, in this segment, we got a lot to dive into, including Cornelius Lucas re-signing with the Commanders. But how was it? You had the procedure that you told us about.
Yeah.
You sent us a picture where you were extremely bloody. I could have done without that, but
just an
you.
FYI, yeah.
That's friendship right there.
Uh-huh.
Firing that picture off.
By the way, I was like, I don't know how I look. I'm like, oh my God, that's what I look like? Like, brutal.
You look like you had just done 12 rounds with a heavyweight boxer.
And not done well.
Oh, you lost the fight.
Yeah, I didn't hold my own either. The judges were like, referee, could you throw something in the middle?
They landed a couple punches right on your nose.
Haymakers. Yeah, it's tough, dude. I mean, here's the thing. This is preliminary step one. Nobody cares about this kind of stuff. But I've had these chronic issues. It's been miserable. I miss work all the time. I can't talk, whatever. So this is the first phase. It's basically if you'd like to play chess, you actually have to have a chessboard. I had like two hexagons and an Allen wrench. You know what I mean? Like, so they basically tried to clear the field so that we can now try to figure out how to fix some of this crap. But whatever, dude, it's real. I'm not going to beat around the bush. It is a significant deal.
When is the last time you had a surgery where you go under, in air quotes, and come back up and you're like talking funny and basically on weird fumes?
Ooh, great question.
Because I am petrified of that. Not the surgery
No,
part.
I know.
I don't want to wake back up and be the same reason I don't like getting drunk anymore. I don't just want to be saying words and people are recording me, strangers in hospitals. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, I mean, this is coming from the guy who won't take a nap at work. Like if we have to be here for like 15 hours for some kind of weird thing and there's a couch in a quiet room, you won't just go doze off for 15 minutes because like somebody might see you.
Not in a million years.
You see what I'm saying?
Not for all of the money in your bank account.
Take that and now multiply it times whatever, where you're like not in control of your faculties
yeah.
and saying who knows what, that subconscious is just coming out. You have no idea what's happening.
One of my greatest fears.
Yeah, the filter. I mean, it's a show. I mean, they're checking in on you. Not like Tom Wilson was checking in on Leo that time, but like they're checking on you, just sort of talking to you, making sure you're competent, and then eventually you go under. So the very sweet lady who did the anesthesia is asking me questions. Right? And like, how old are you? I'm 44. Where do you live? We live in Fairfax now. And you know, I used to live in D.C. And oh, how about you? And then next thing you know, it's like a little harder to answer the question. You know, I was like, wait, what was that? What happened? She's like, no, don't worry about it. Just passing the time. Because it's to like check your
slowly
conscious
going
level.
To sleep.
And then sure enough, like it seemed like somebody way far away in the past. Like Hill Valley, 1955, was asking me about something, and I was like, I'm searching for the answer. And I, you know what? You know what I think it is? It's deep in my subconscious. I'm going to close my eyes and go swimming, and I'll find it. Next thing, I wake up to somebody kind of like gently patting my hand and be like, it's over, buddy. It's over, buddy. You did it. You did it. It's wild, though, dude.
Yeah, that's just a strange experience.
The whole thing is. But yeah, so basically,
did you do any impressions of the doctors to the doctors?
This,
you did that in the past, and yeah, that almost got you in a little trouble.
As a 15-year-old, I had, this is the last time I had something similar, not similar to this, but I had significant wisdom teeth, like impacted, whatever the scientific term is. So they had to put me under for that to get them out of there. I don't remember this, obviously, because again, it's not my fault, all right? But I did some impressions of the people that were helping with the surgery, the procedure that day, when I was sort of, you know, on my way to be passed out and stuff like that. And my dad was embarrassed and had to apologize on my behalf. And everybody had a good sense of humor about it, thankfully, because it's, again, you're not in control of your faculties at that point. But again, who knows? I guess that's the thing you're afraid of. But for those that missed it, and again, not to make this about myself, nobody cares. We got plenty of sports to talk about. But it's basically like getting your nose broken, but on purpose, what they were doing. So like the deviated septum, it's like a river that keeps crashing into a mountainside or something like that. They basically had to chisel a hole, correct the course, and they're like, all right, now we're going to let some air go through there. I can breathe. It's still clogged and gross and full of terrible stuff. But air is going through my right nostril and sinus for the first time in more than 30 years. Think about that. Think about what a weird sensation that is, right? So then they did a bunch of other stuff too, like the dilation this, inflation that, turbinate reduction things, stuff I don't understand or whatever, but the real doctors know what they're doing at Capital Breathe 3 in D.C. They're awesome. They're great to work with. And it's now starting to feel, I don't say normal, but better. I mean, a couple days ago, I was pretty miserable, but I'm on the other side now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.